You indicated that you had been in that very same apartment, 472, approximately 2 months earlier. Was that an emergency call?
Yes. The occupants called 911 and said that their apartment was on fire.
Okay. So it wasn't a medical emergency. It was a fire.
Right.
Did you extinguish the fire when you arrived?
No. It was interesting because when we went in, there was three occupants sitting in the front room, and just, it was weird. They were just kind of sitting there, not saying anything, and we looked around, didn't smell any smoke or anything. We were all dressed up in our fireman gear, and so we had them leave the apartment. We went in, searched around, couldn't find anything. So I went back out and grabbed one of the guys, and I said, "Where's the fire?" And he brought me back in, and we went downstairs into that room, and he pointed at the furnace room. And I opened up the door, and he pointed down at the bottom of the furnace where the flames are supposed to be. And he said, "There's a fire." And it was this time of year, so it was just gotten cold enough that the furnace kicked on automatically, and he didn't recognize that as appropriate. So I said, "It's okay," and we tried to communicate that was normal, and we left.
So this person spoke some English?
No English.
No English?
No.
And so you weren't able to take names or anything?
No.